because its dark surface suggested a carbon-rich composition, meaning it is a rare type of asteroid that could provide a wealth of information about the essential components of life and the foundations for a habitable world. Billions of years ago, others like it may have delivered the chemicals that make up the biomolecules in our cells, the water we drink, and the air we breathe. Today, scientists are interested in Bennu because it poses a major threat. On September 24th, 2182, if humanity takes no steps to prevent it and the odds line up, Bennu will hit the surface of the Earth at a velocity of Mach 36, or 27,000 miles per hour, a freight train crashing into the planet. Its path will blaze through the atmosphere, many times brighter than the midday sun. The impact will release a blast of energy equivalent to 1,450 megatons of TNT. To put that in perspective, the total energy expended during all nuclear testing throughout history is estimated to be 510 megatons. Bennu's crash landing would triple that in an instant. In some respects, the Earth would hardly register such an event. The orbit and axis would remain unperturbed. In other respects, arguably more pertinent ones, the consequences would be devastating. Bennu's impact would create a crater 4 miles wide and half a mile deep. It would trigger a magnitude 6.7 earthquake. Approximately 15 seconds after impact, areas within 10 miles of the crater would experience an air blast driven by Bennu's hypersonic path through the atmosphere and massive energy release at the surface. The wind would be 20 times more powerful than a Category 5 hurricane. The sound wave would be louder than an orchestra of air raid sirens blaring from every direction. Curious onlookers who flocked to their windows to view the fireball would be greeted with a barrage of fragments as the glass imploded. Residential homes would be flattened, the few survivors determined by location and random luck. Office buildings and highway bridges would twist, distort, and ultimately collapse. Trees would be blown down. Those that somehow managed to remain upright would be stripped of their branches and leaves. After another 15 seconds, still well under a minute after Bennu's initial impact, fragments of earth and rock that had been violently excavated by Bennu would rain down upon this damaged area. The largest rocks that Bennu sent flying would be the size of 16-story buildings. In the aftermath, power outages, food and water shortages, and communication blackouts would last months as the region remained inaccessible. In short, a Bennu impact would be a major natural and humanitarian disaster. Most of the damage would be concentrated within tens of miles of the impact site, but there would be catastrophic results for hundreds of miles. If the asteroid struck a major population center, the loss of life would be staggering. Bennu's orbit brings it extremely close to our planet. It is this proximity that gives us a chance to determine whether we should prepare for disaster. If this space rock is going to hit, humanity will face a difficult choice: begin planning to evacuate a wide region of the world, or launch a mission to knock the asteroid from its path. Either way, we'll need to know all we can about Bennu. In 2011, NASA awarded me $1 billion to accomplish just that. The mission would come to entail not only sending a spacecraft to the asteroid, but bringing a piece of it back to Earth. It is a story 4.5 billion years in the making. Part 1.
Interlude. Two carbon atoms. Long ago, two carbon atoms were born, entangled in the heart of a star. It was an aging star, nearing the end of its days. All its life, the star had been able to fend off the relentless pull of gravity. At first, this was easy. Grab any four hydrogen atoms and fuse them together until helium ash formed, generating enough pressure to negate gravity's tug. A brilliant, steady state. Hydrogen